Welcome to the Department of Justice Agency in Focus, sponsored by Leidos.
Welcome to another episode of Agency in Focus, Department of Justice. I'm Eric White. Since the Justice Department enforces the law, it sometimes has to show others how to follow the law, in particular the Freedom of Information Act. That's one of the main goals of its Office of Information Policy. Federal News Network's Jared Serbu spoke to the office's director, Melanie Poste, to find out how our office tries to set the standard for other agencies.
I always think that we have just such a wonderful mission in that built right into the FOIA statute is the requirement that the Department of Justice encourage compliance with the law. So we take that that directive straight from Congress and then do a whole range of activities to try to make sure that agencies, number one, understand what the FOIA requires of them. And so we do things like conduct training and issue guidance. But then obviously also we really want to make sure that people focus on the spirit of the law and go beyond just the mere legal requirements of the statute, but also really look for ways to implement the statute in a really fulsome, robust way, applying the presumption of openness, looking for ways to increase the public's understanding of what the government does, you know, really thinking about why we have a Freedom of Information Act. So we, in addition to training and guidance, we put on best practices seminars where we try to, where we share success stories from across agencies. And then we're always really trying to look for ways to move the ball forward. You can never rest in the world of FOIA, especially because we have so much demand from the public for access to records from the government. So a key factor or key thing that I try to focus on in my job is to kind of be a step ahead of the game and be always looking for ways to innovate and move the ball forward in how government agencies apply the Freedom of Information Act.
And as far as complying with the statute, I believe the statute itself has been recently amended. I might get the year wrong, but I think it was 2016 when Congress passed the most recent amendments doing things like codifying what you guys call the rule of three. And I'm just curious how the process of implementing those changes has been going so far.
Right. I think it's been going very well. There's to take that one example that you just gave, the codifying the rule of three. Our office had longstanding guidance where we directed agencies when they got a FOIA request for records and then either received three requests, a total of three, or anticipated getting three requests for the same record, that they should then post those records online, because once they hit three requests, it's a good indication that these are records that the public more generally is interested in. So that had been our longstanding guidance, but then, of course, we were happy to see it codified now as a legal requirement of the FOIA. And once the statute was amended in 2016, we put out a summary of the amendments. We did training to make sure that agencies were all fully aware of the changes that had been made to the statute. Then we issued guidance on all the major substantive provisions in the FOIA Improvement Act. So we did a range of activities to try to make sure that agencies were fully informed and implementing the most recent version of the Freedom of Information Act. And then another thing that we do is that when we see, and the changes in the amendments are actually a great example, when there is a change in the law, or also we do this when we issue guidance on a topic, one of the ways we reinforce implementation of the new provision or the new guidance is to ask agencies in their chief FOIA officer reports to give examples of how they are doing so. So that way we can kind of go full circle from publicizing a change or publicizing a preferred practice or policy, training agencies on it, and then making sure they're actually doing it by requiring them to report and give examples of doing so. And we found that approach really helps solidify changes that are made, and again, helps us ensure that all the over 100 agencies that are subject to the FOIA are all implementing the very best practices in FOIA administration.
Quick follow-up on the rule of three issue that you talked about a minute ago. You said that the statute also requires agencies to proactively post things if they anticipate getting more than three requests or three requests
right,
or more.
Right.
That seems like a very squishy standard. Are there rules of thumb or general guidance out there that tells an agency when they should have that anticipation?
Right. So we issued guidance actually on proactive disclosures in general, and this anticipation of requests is something that we address in that guidance. And we also do training on proactive disclosures. And I think the thing that is so helpful to agencies is that their FOIA professionals are obviously in the business each and every day of seeing the types of things that the public is interested in. And so they know from their day-to-day work with the public and then their experience over time, they are in actually a really good position to be able to anticipate future requests for information. They'll know it's a type of thing, oh, our agency is doing this new project or putting out this new directive. We're likely to get requests on that. Let's go ahead and start making that material available now. I think what's also helpful is that if in the event you don't anticipate in advance, once you get three requests, well, now that's your automatic trigger for posting records. So you have it's like a twofold approach. You anticipate, but then for sure when you get three, you know you have to post the records because you have a concrete demonstration that the public is interested.
That's Melanie Poste, Director of the Justice Department's Office of Information Policy, speaking with Federal News Network's Jared Serbu. We'll have more of the interview after a quick break. I'm Eric White.
At Leidos, we have supported the U.S. Department of Justice for more than 40 years with unwavering commitment. The department takes on the toughest public safety and law enforcement challenges, and they don't take risks when it comes to technology and legal expertise. From enterprise IT modernization and litigation support to strategic communications and cybersecurity, Justice counts on Leidos to deliver innovative solutions. Learn more about our shared mission at Leidos.com/DOJ.
FOIA requests is not the only area the Justice Department's Office of Information Policy provides guidance to agencies. More recently, the office has provided advice for agencies when it comes to administrative appeals. For more on what that guidance suggests, Federal News Network's Jared Serbu spoke with Melanie Poste, director of the OIP.
We're really proud of this guidance. It's really born from the fact that OIP itself has a very robust administrative appeal process. We get year after year either the most or the second most numbers in terms of numbers of administrative appeals. So, and we have a whole team in our office that's dedicated to adjudicating administrative appeals. So we know firsthand how important they are. And then, of course, we know firsthand we have a lot of experience in adjudicating appeals. So there was just a lot of rich material there that I really wanted to share with other agencies and also to share with the public to encourage more requesters to utilize the administrative appeal process because it's built into the FOIA statute. It's a completely easy, cost-free avenue for a requester to use if they have any question about how their initial request was handled, or they'd like to have a second review of that initial action. The administrative appeal process is simple, easy to use, and then at the same time, it gives so many benefits. And so I really felt like we had a lot to share on the topic. So what we did in the guidance was address sort of a range of things connected with administrative appeals, and starting with the idea that ironically, the FOIA statute does not require agencies to include in their FOIA regulations procedures for filing an administrative appeal. But that's something that we definitely think agencies should be doing. And so as part of our guidance and as part of our template for FOIA regulations, we advise agencies that they definitely should have, as part of their regulations, procedures for the public to submit appeals, and then procedures for the handling of appeals. The one thing that the FOIA statute does require is that agencies give 90 days for requesters to file appeals. And then we move on in the guidance to talk about how to actually adjudicate an administrative appeal. So we talk about how important it is that the appeal authority within an agency be independent, because the whole advantage of having an appeal process is that it's a second look at the handling of the request. So for that to be meaningful, you want that second look to be from an independent office. And you also want that appeal authority to conduct a de novo, or a fresh review of the action that was taken. So one of the things that we use as kind of our guide within DOJ is we're always kind of looking, is the action taken on this request completely in alignment with the FOIA statute, with the applicable case law, as well as with DOJ guidance? We want to look across the board as to how the request was handled. And then we also want to make sure that the appeal authority is engaging with the FOIA professionals who handled the request in the first instance. So while they're conducting an independent review, we definitely want appeals authorities to be talking with their FOIA professionals, finding out why a search was conducted the way it was, for example, or what it was that the lines that were drawn for making a privacy call, for example. You can't really conduct a good administrative appeal process or review without engaging with the FOIA professional. And then that also creates a nice feedback loop where the appeal authority and the FOIA professional can reinforce good practices going forward in handling initial requests. And then lastly, we talk in our guidance about the importance of good communication with the requesters. One thing I always like to point out to agencies, and I think lots of agencies have found this to be true, is that there oftentimes there's just a question that a requester has, or maybe a confusion or a misunderstanding that a requester has, that can be solved by something as simple as including a sentence, an additional sentence in either the initial request letter to begin with, or in the administrative appeal response. And sometimes just explaining to a requester, oh, my agency doesn't handle this type of thing, that's why we don't have records, you need to go somewhere else. Or we only maintain records up to a certain date, and otherwise you need to go over to the National Archives for the records. Sometimes just a simple explanation that keys into a difficulty or a question that a requester has can just go a long way to promoting understanding and making the process work so much more effectively from the requester's point of view. And then I guess the very last thing we do in the guidance is talk about we have some tips and guidelines for effectively managing an appeal docket. Triaging the appeals and making sure you have very good sound quality control and employee oversight. So as you can see, we had a lot to address. Once I decided on this as a topic, I certainly had a lot to cover.
No, it's a good topic. And I will say, as a requester, there have been quite a few times when I could have filed an appeal to an adverse decision, but I didn't, because there's something psychological in my head, at least, that tells me, do I really want to wait around another 6 months for an agency that just made what I think is a bad decision to change its mind? It seems unlikely that they're going to. But I wonder, is there government-wide data on appeals that would say I'm right and they actually do get overturned on appeal sometimes?
Yeah, the agencies have to include as part of their annual FOIA report the dispositions of their actions taken on administrative appeals. So they report on the number of times the initial action was affirmed, the number of times it was reversed or remanded for further action. So you actually can see from those statistics that it's definitely not a situation where the administrative appeals process is just always an affirmance of what happened below. There are times when there are additional steps that are directed to be taken or supplemental releases that are made. And of course, the challenge inside the agency is that in some ways, of course, from my point of view as the guidance authority, I would like it to be that the appeals process is 100% affirming of the actions taken below, because you'd like to think that absolutely everything is done 100% in the best possible way at the initial level. But oftentimes, so that's in the one sense, on the one hand, you want to make sure that if you see as the appeal authority, you see a problem that's reoccurring, that you engage with the FOIA professionals handling the request in the first instance to make sure that they understand the concept or the principle that you're applying on appeal so that they can correct that going forward. But at the same time, the fact that there are, it's definitely not a rubber stamp. It is an independent review. I'm hopeful that my guidance itself will be an incentive to requesters to utilize the process because it's there and it's for their benefit.
All right. I'll try it next time and let you know how it goes.
Okay.
Melanie Poste is director of the Office of Information Policy at the Justice Department, speaking with Federal News Network's Jared Serbu. Hear the rest of the interview after a quick break. I'm Eric White.
At Leidos, we have supported the U.S. Department of Justice for more than 40 years with unwavering commitment. The department takes on the toughest public safety and law enforcement challenges, and they don't take risks when it comes to technology and legal expertise. From enterprise IT modernization and litigation support to strategic communications and cybersecurity, Justice counts on Leidos to deliver innovative solutions. Learn more about our shared mission at Leidos.com/DOJ.
We now continue our interview with Melanie Poste, director of the Office of Information Policy at the Justice Department. She's speaking with Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
Another element of the FOIA Improvement Act, I think, was the requirement to move everyone's online processing portals to FOIA.gov, the National FOIA Portal. How's that process been going? Because I know you guys also issued, together with OMB, some guidance on how agencies should make that transition, I think, just a couple months ago, right?
Right. So this was, I think, the creation of what we call the National FOIA Portal is actually a really exciting part of the 2016 FOIA amendments. We've certainly really been pleased to be working on creating the National FOIA Portal to begin with. And then this most recent step has been the issuance of guidance that we did jointly with OMB, directing all agencies to take steps and develop plans to become interoperable with the National FOIA Portal. One of the key things is that the 2016 FOIA amendments required creation of a National FOIA Portal where a member of the public can go to one place and make a request to all agencies from a single site. But at the same time, it also provides that agencies can maintain their own separate portals and certainly their own separate case management systems. And the key thing is that they need to interoperate with the National FOIA Portal. So our guidance sets up as the default that agencies will use what's called an API, an application programming interface, which basically is a tool for one technological solution to talk to another. And that our guidance directed agencies by May 10th, actually, so in just a couple weeks, all agencies need to submit to us their plans for becoming interoperable with the FOIA portal. And then that way, the National FOIA portal will just talk seamlessly with agencies' case management systems, which, of course, is the most efficient way to go.
While we still have you, I wanted to ask you some general questions about how agencies are coping with what we think is probably going to be another record year in terms of FOIA requests, and we're still waiting for 2018 data. But are there innovative solutions out there that you've seen agencies putting into place to deal with that ever-increasing workload in an environment where I don't think the FOIA workforce is really growing to deal with that volume?
Right. I'm certainly expecting there to be, you know, even more FOIA requests for this lab for fiscal year 18 than the year before. Certainly our trend line has been ever increasing numbers of requests. The public just seems like they can't get enough of government information. And it's obviously it's a great thing. On the one hand, we love to see people engaged, but the challenge for agencies is keeping up with the demand. We've done a whole range of things to try to help agencies improve their timeliness in responding to requests and managing their caseloads and their backlogs. I think the only way to address this high volume is to go about it in lots of different ways using a multi-pronged effort. So we've certainly done things like had best practices. In fact, our first best practices workshop was on backlog reduction, where we had agencies who had success in backlog reduction share their best practices. And then we require agencies with large backlogs to every year to report in their chief FOIA officer report how they're doing to come up with backlog reduction plans. And obviously, as you mentioned, I mean, everybody always wants to have more people, and certainly, you know, the more personnel you can get, that's obviously always for the good. But where I think the real innovation in FOIA is with IT. And we certainly saw in the past several years agencies starting to use those e-discovery tools to deduplicate emails, to run search terms across multiple custodians. Lots of efficiency gains to be achieved with e-discovery tools. But I really think that the future of FOIA is now taking IT to the next level and using artificial intelligence and using software that can do things like group records together, either by concept or relationship. Those kinds of software and those kinds of tools, I think, show real promise in the FOIA context by pre-processing records or grouping similar records together, which could then help speed up the actual review of the records for disclosability. So to me, that's kind of the real future in making a meaningful change in efficiency and FOIA process. So I'm excited to see how agencies do. I think we're just at the very beginning of looking at those kinds of tools, but that's where I think we're headed.
That's interesting. I wonder if that AI piece could also be used, not just to group documents, but to sort mm-hmm. through documents to help you determine what must be redacted, what must be disclosed.
Yes, that's where I think it's got potential. It hasn't been done yet, but this is what we're certainly interested in exploring the concept and helping agencies see what can be done there with artificial intelligence. But when I mentioned the term pre-processing, I feel like there is great potential there for that, for AI to help identify records that are deliberative, for example, by looking for certain words that are typically used in deliberative documents, for example. And then that way it could group all those records together or flag those portions of a document. And in that sense, pre-process, make it, it's hard to think, although, you know, who knows, it's hard to think that we'll ever get to a point where the machine, you know, the software could literally process the document for release. But if it can go part of the way there, that will certainly make the process of the human review so much faster.
Melanie Poste is director of the Office of Information Policy at the Department of Justice, speaking with Federal News Network's Jared Serbu. If you missed any portions of this interview, you can find it online. Head to our website, federalnewsnetwork.com, and click Agency in Focus. I'm Eric White.
Thank you for listening to Department of Justice Agency in Focus, sponsored by Leidos on Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.